It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 827 of the BFO. The 1th of April, 2011, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me, Miss Kitty.
A little show.
We are going to... Oh, dear. I said, poor Miss Kitty. She sounds like a... Yes, one of them. Hi, everyone. I hope your April Puff Fool's Day is going well. Y'all, you know, normally Big Fatty does something special for you for April Puff Fool's Day. But y'all, every day is April Puff Fool's Day with Big Fatty. But y'all, I hope your portal to the weekend is going well. And Miss Kitty and I have received our disembarkation documents. And it appears that they'll be throwing us... What time were we supposed to be thrown off the boat, Miss Kitty?
8:55.
8:55 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. So y'all will be doing that. And then I believe we have a 12:57 departure out of the San Juan, Mexico, Aeropuerto, which, of course, as we all know, means is Mexican for Aeropuerto. But anyway, and y'all, then we'll be heading back to Chucktown, and Larry Claus gonna pick us up in the Ford Explosion. I'm quite frankly, I'm a little amazed that I've been able to get you a little show every day this week, because y'all, quite frankly, yesterday in St. Lucia, I'm trying to get onto the intertubes here on the ship, and y'all, it wouldn't even let me enter my fat username and fat password. And y'all, I went down to the desk and I said, no, it is not working. And that is a Tangeray and Tonic, actually. And y'all, we are recording this at what time is it, Miss Kitty? It's 11:50 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, we've been drinking already. So it's that'll tell you something. But anyway, so the explanation from the guest relations desk was, well, there are mountains in St. Lucia, so that blocks the Wi-Fi. And I went, what? Why would it block me from getting onto your Wi-Fi network on the ship? Oh, with the mountains. There's mountains in St. Lucia. So y'all, they pulled the ship out because there were two other ships that we literally were blocking the harbor. And the other two ships couldn't get out. And, y'all, they just sat there. They were laying on the horns. They just, let us out! You move, you homosexuals, move it! And y'all, we finally moved out a little more into the harbor where we were not blocked by the mountains. And, y'all, damned if it didn't work. So I went back up and I said, I know it's not going to work, but, you know, I'm going to humor. The guest really, and y'all, it just downloaded like a charm, y'all, just like a charm. And so, you know, I went back later that evening and ate my words. I told Maria the Mexican, y'all, by the way, there is a woman on this ship that she is not the stewardess for our cabin. However, y'all, I'm telling you, the woman works 20 hours a day, so she's either terribly inefficient, or the homosexuals are just shatting up the room. And y'all, I can't imagine that they're shatting it up more than we are, because y'all, quite frankly, Miss Kitty and I had a discussion about this, and y'all clearly the highlight of the trip has been laughing like 12-year-old schoolgirls about farts. And y'all, it's true. It's just true, y'all. This has not been one of the better Atlantis cruises, but it's not Atlantis's fault. At least I don't blame it on Atlantis. Y'all, the Royal Caribbean Cruise Company, the Serenade of the of the seas is the shitty nade of the seas. And y'all, the ship is it's 8 years old. I mean, I know I'm sounding like someone from Walnut Hills, but you know, my deck furniture is just fine. Y'all, the food just hasn't been. I mean, it's been adequate, just fair at best is what I would say. Just fair at best, and. I mean, it hadn't stopped us from eating like there's no tomorrow. And y'all, I'm telling you, when I get back to Charleston, I am going to be constantly hungry. Because, y'all, we eat about 4 or 5 meals a day. At least. It is time to eat. So, and y'all, by the way, I am happy to report that we have returned to the standard method of podcasting. Yes, that's correct. Pants, we are completely butt naked. Just butt naked. And y'all, it's as if it needed to be that way. But y'all, speaking of butt naked, Big Fatty was up on the deck the other night. Now y'all, I had on my kilt. And you know, Ant out there in the San Franciscos and Locking out there, and who else was at the meet and greet? Kitty, were you at that meet and greet in San Francisco?
One of them.
Well, who else was there? Was Locking? And who else was there? I don't know.
Who was that guy kept buying you drinks?
That was Ant. Okay. Ant kept buying the drinks. And y'all, if you can ever get Ant to come to one of your meet and greets, please do it, because y'all, you'll be so fucked up because of Ant. There's no tomorrow. And y'all, people just fight to buy you a drink when you're an international internet celebrity. I had on my kilt, and I don't know, I would guess he was late 30s, young man, quite handsome, came walking up behind me, and y'all, like, I just caught him out of the corner of my eye, and y'all, he came up and reached up under my kilt in the back, and I said, "Don't you want to find out what's in the front?" He goes, "Well, sure." So, y'all, he walked around to the front and lifted it right up. Y'all, he didn't put his hand under there. He lifted it up. So, y'all, there was a show. There was a show right up there on the poop deck. And anyway, and he was like, "Dear gushy, Big Fatty." And he goes, "Big Fatty, that needs to be in my butt." And I said, "Well, I can help you with that." And he goes, "Well, I can't right now." And so I gave him one of my cards, and I said, "Well, you just call Big Fatty, and we'll arrange for Big Fatty to make your butt happy." "Big Fatty, we're having our clam chowder." Anyway, so and I'll get back to him in a minute, but. Anyway, his name was Kevin. So y'all, I'll tell you about Kevin in a little while. But y'all, on Thursday evening, y'all, I went up to Deck 13 because y'all, they had the white party, which is very racist. And Julian would have enjoyed the white party. Joe and Dallas, not so much. The white party, everybody dresses in white except Big Fatty. I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. I put on my kilt again, and I put on my harness and my black leather vest, and I was promenading. And y'all, I went up to Deck 13, which, by the way, if you hadn't figured it out yet, Deck 13 is the dick sucking deck. Dick sucking deck. Big Fatty, you can't even. You fucked it up. Anyway. But anyway, so what I mean, y'all, there were so many people up there. There were more people on Deck 13 than there were on the dance floor, I swear to God. And y'all, you couldn't even walk around. The people had to walk on top of the lounge chairs to get around other people. Y'all, it was a madhouse of homosexuality. And y'all, Big Fatty was right in the middle of it.
And
there was Bobo honking.
Anything else?
Well, yeah, there was some butt pounding.
Didn't you tell me one guy was getting at both ends?
Both ends at one time, y'all, and you know, it was lovely. But the other day, I didn't tell you this story either, y'all. I'm walking up the hallway to go post a show. I don't think I told this story on the podcast, but I'm walking up the hallway to go post a show, and I hear. And I went, who the fuck is that? Because I didn't remember seeing Granny. And so I, you know, walked a little more, and I hear, and so I just kept walking. And so I turned around, and y'all, here comes this, he had to be in his mid-30s, a young man. And y'all, he had a cocktail in his hand. I'm guessing it's cocktail number 13 or 14 of the day. And y'all, he's spilling it all over the place. Good gin just going everywhere. And I said, are you okay? And he goes, this ass needs some work. And I went, oh, okay. And I said, well, all right. He goes, I can't find my boyfriend, and this ass needs some help. And I went, well, okay. Well, I said, I'm sure. And y'all, I'm kind of holding him up because y'all, he's stumble drunk. He is just, it's if he lived in a mansion in Walnut Hills, y'all. He was just stumble drunk. And y'all, this ass needs some help. And I said, well, you know, there are people on this boat that can help you with that. Well, this ass needs some help. And I said, well, I'd be more than happy to help you. This ass needs some help. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're a fucking parrot. So, you know, a drunk parrot. And y'all, so anyway, I said, well, you good luck with that. Good luck with that, getting some help for that ass. So anyway, but y'all, it was just something. Y'all, on Thursday, Granny and Miss Porter, no, not Granny and Miss Porter, Granny and I only went and did a tramway ride through the rainforest, and y'all, then we did some zip lining, and y'all, let me just tell you, part of it was a thing where it's kind of like rappelling, but you're not really going down a wall, you just kind of sit with your legs out in midair, and y'all, then they drop you, and you shat yourself, and you scream like a little schoolgirl. But y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely day of zip lining. I think there were 10 different zip lines that we did. And Miss Porter and Kitty, they had some very, very good bonding time. Miss Kitty, would you like to share that with us?
No,
he doesn't want to share it because, y'all, it was ruined. It was absolutely ruined by, let's see, let's give this person a nickname. We'll call him Big Dick. Okay. So, y'all, it was just absolutely ruined by Big Dick, and not in a good way. And so, anyway, but we did that, and y'all, Thursday evening, our special guest, Alan Cumming, we didn't know who the fuck he was. But y'all, he's in his mid-40s, and he's quite the entertainer. He is on The Good Wife television program, and he has been in The Cabaret, and several other things. But y'all, he's quite the singer, and told some good stories. He's from Scotland, y'all.
U.S. citizen.
Man. But now he's a U.S. citizen, and he's in his mid-40s. And y'all, he looked familiar. But y'all, one of the things that he sang was Taylor the Latte Boy song. And I told Miss Kitty when it was over, I had heard that on the Satisphere Mid-Air Entertainment show. But y'all, he sang it much better. And he was talking about being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and he was in his trailer waiting to be put on a float, and y'all, he was the cab ass came to see him. I don't know why. And then there was some little stars that were there that danced around, and there was somebody else that came. Oh, Miss America! Miss America came in, and y'all, he was really quite the entertainer. And I'm sure there are some of you who know Alan Cumming. There is no S on there. So it's like that daylight saving time. It's Alan Cumming time. There's no S. And yeah, but he was quite the entertainer. He had some good little stories and some jokes. And his accompaniment was by the Royal Caribbean Orchestra. But y'all, he also had his own pianist. And Lance, and y'all, let me just tell you this, he could Lance me anytime he wanted to. Y'all, he was hot. He was hot. So, anyway, but The other thing that I wanted to mention to you, on a Friday, Granny and Miss Porter and Miss Kitty, or Stumbles, as she's been, or Farty McStumbles, or Stumbles McFarty, has, y'all, by the way, last night when I went up to the deck 13, to the Dick Deck, y'all, I got up there, and I walked the steps, and y'all, we were on the bass ass. The ass of the ship and the poop deck is the fall off. Move forward as far as you can upon deck 13. Y'all, I walked up there and then I walked from deck 7 up to deck 12. And y'all, I got into position to start selling my wares. I felt like one of the island traders. And y'all, all of a sudden, I said, "Big Freddy, you're about to shat yourself." But y'all, I had on my kilt, so I thought that there might be an incident. Where people would think the circus had been in town up on deck 13. So, y'all, I rushed as quick as I could down to deck 12 and found a turlet. And, y'all, I barely got hiked my skirt up before it just it absolutely filled the bowl. It absolutely, baby, we don't need to hear about all of your bodily movements. But, y'all, it was true. And so, anyway, then after that was over, went back up there. And, right, what was I saying? Oh, today, Friday, we did the Segway tours. And y'all, Granny and Miss Porter and Miss Kitty and I, we all learned how to operate a Segway machine. And y'all, we rode up and down the boardwalk and we hooted and hollered and just had a gay old time. There was some photographs taken. Maybe I'll post one of those. The what?
Pictures.
Pig shirts. Oh, and we had on our pig shirts from the Piggly Wiggly. So there was an incident with some tags, but I won't get into that. But y'all, before the time runs out on me, I want to get back to Kevin. Because, you know, Kevin said that he would give me a call. Well, y'all, Granny and I did the zip line tour, and y'all, we had to be in the Tropical Theater at 9 a.m. in the morning. And, no, we had to be in there at 8 a.m. in the morning. And, so I had to get up and have me a little brofka, y'all, because, you know, once you've gotten into about day 5 of the cruise, all there is eating the fair food, you know, mediocre food. But, y'all, you can't stop eating it. And, so I got up and I went up to have my brofkas, and y'all, I went up around 7 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, the place didn't open until 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And so I had 3 or 4 cups of coffee, and y'all, I knew that was just going to make me on the zip line, and it was going to be the shat line. But anyway, so I had set the alarm, the wake-up messaging for 7 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, about 6:45, y'all, the telephonic device rings, and I hear Kevin's voice, "Hey, Big Freddy, you got some morning wood?" "Big Freddy! You have taken us to a new..." Oh, dear God, and Miss Kitty shot herself. Do you need a shop vac to clean that up? Y'all, I didn't have time. I did not have time to satisfy the masses or Kevin. God bless, that stinks. Oh, y'all, you be glad this is not a smell cast. Because, y'all, honestly, something has crawled up Miss Kitty's, into his anal cavity. And, y'all, it's vulgar. It is just vulgar. But, anyway, y'all, this is the last show of the Caribbean cruise. Y'all, I don't know if Joey Bukkake will get by here later today to record an episode maybe that we can run next week. But, y'all, the ball's in his court, as I have said. So anyway, y'all, I'll be back in the Fat Cave late Saturday night, and I'll unpack my dirty underpants, get them washed, and then we'll have a regular show on Monday. We'll see you then. Big Freddy, we're a little short again. You know, Miss Kitty's fart smelled like Arlo Munson's breath.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.